I'm here with Kyle Samuelson and Andy Stricker, and they're FFA members that were involved with the Sticky Trap program. And I just had a couple questions to ask you guys. What was your first reaction when you found out that Monsanto was doing this project and you guys were going to be a part of it?
Oh, we heard about Monsanto's project, and we thought it'd be a good way to raise money for the FFA and for FFA members to get involved, so we thought we would probably do it. And so we got the traps and got ready to set up and go out and set them out.
How exactly did the process work? What was your involvement in the program?
We had to go out, and our advisor picked up all the supplies and materials at the state convention and learned all about it down there, and he came back and told us about it, and we had a DVD and a bunch of reading material that we were able to look at and understand what all we had to do. And then we got all of stakes, traps, staplers, and everything that we'd need. We set them all up, and when we went out to the field, we staggered them out according to how the field laid out and everything, so we could get them evenly separated. And after we had them set out, we'd like set them up on a Sunday, and then they'd be out for a week. And then after a week, we'd go pick them back up, and we had different teams that set them up, so they'd go out and pick up their own traps back, took them back to the school, and then looked at them and saw what kind of bugs there were and different corn rootworm variants. So then we wrote down all the data and put it into the computer.
What kind of results did you come out with? Did you find a lot of rootworms, or what are the most bugs that you saw within your results?
We found a lot of bugs in the fields that were corn on corn. In the fields that had been staggered back and forth from beans and corn, there wasn't near as many bugs. And we found that that the BT corn helps, that there's not very many bugs where there's been BT corn in the past.
What did you learn from this whole experience?
Well, getting to interact with the farmers, that taught us a lot in what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis and what different stuff you can use on your fields to control the variants of the corn rootworms. So,
well, thank you. And that was the interview with Kyle Samuelson and Andy Stricker, and this is Kelsey Schroeder recording.